90 kilometers of steel, 22,000 beams, following no conventional straight lines, a maze of metal. Officially, it's called the National Aquatic Center. As Frederick Douglass began to write more, he was inspired to travel to Ireland, and at the time was just entering the early stages of the potato famine. While overseas, Douglass was impressed by the relative freedom he had as a man of color compared to what he had experienced in the United States. Arriving in America in 1950, the Porsche 356 immediately became one of the most sought-after cars in the country. Famed for its aerodynamics and handling, it was nicknamed the Silver Bullet. In 1954, the introduction of the Speedster took the 356 to the next level.